Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. We are broadcasting to you live from the red carpet. If only we were. We are actually pretending that we are providing commentary from the red carpet as we watch what we have. What do you call that? Recorded? DVR'd?
It's recorded. Yeah. Recorded is the easiest way to record.
Yeah, which we have. So that we can still make it seem really there. And those of you who can see us know that Jim's got his bow tie on. And a real, you've got quite a fancy hat on.
Indeed, not a top hat, just a fun hat.
Yeah, and I'm wearing my sparkles. Now, of course, my diamonds, right? And we are getting ready to have a little party with you. So, with no further ado, I believe that we will jump right in here since we ran a little late getting on the air. And we don't want to, you know, derail.
We had hors d'oeuvres to put together and bottles of wine, champagne to open. Yes,
the staff did not show up. Can you believe it? We hired and bartenders and nobody came. So thank you very much for joining us. And we are going to join.
And you can turn the, you can mute
volume.
It, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit play.
There we go.
That's the 6:30 show, the actual real one?
I think it is.
Yeah, it looks like it is, yep.
You know,
all right.
Starting the Oscars early this year, I guess because they always ran till, you know, like close to midnight.
Yes.
Very lovely there, Catherine.
Yep. Oh, we have multiple Catherines, too. Okay, finish your spiel, Deb.
All right. Let's
spiel it away.
Business.
Do the spiel.
We are using ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing to our blog talkers on Facebook. Blog talkers. No, they are Facebookers.
Facebookers.
That's right. I haven't even signed.
Have you begun to drink?
Oopsie. Anyway, we are using ordinary playing cards for the readings that will be conducted here this evening. And we want you to be aware that this is not tarot. Not oracle cards, although Jim is going to read you an angel oracle card. And this is not any of the other systems that are out there. This is personal prophecy as I learned it from my maternal grandmother, oh boy, lots of years ago. And I furthered her principles over those 3 decades. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started reading these cards when I was 12. I wish, okay? Anyway, also I want to mention I use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. This is my preferred method. Others like to just draw a couple cards, 3 cards, whatever really strikes the fancy, I guess. But I would like to mention that my way is just as quick, pretty much, and it gives me a bit more concerning the landscape of your life. Some about the path, some about the present, and then, of course, the path you are taking into the future. All right. And there's more to this, more depth, but these are samples, as Jim will explain to you. If you want more in depth in terms of a session with me, that is easily arranged on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. And with that, I'm going to turn you over to the Mr. Spiffy Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight in all various platforms, I'm not going to name them, but if you are international, please let us know and we will give you live international shout outs. Mike, we'll start off right now. We have a bunch of folks in here. We have Laura from up in Canada, our neighbor to the north. We have Michelle, who's over in the UK. Indeed. And let's see, we have Jeanette also up in Canada. And we have Catherine, we have two Catherines. One of them happens to be in Ireland. And
yay.
Rachel is also rolled in. It's a international fest here. Mm-hmm. Rachel's here,
Rachel.
Too, also from Australia on
yeah.
the other side of the globe.
And we have Sophia.
Sophia just rolled in. She calls Sweden home right now. Yes, indeed. All right, let's get to business here. Business is 515-602-9676. That's the number you call in to get your free reading. Folks out there in international world especially, this is primarily a phone call-in show. But if the phone calls taper off, and it does happen, we will turn to Facebook, folks. But there is no queue, so nobody on Facebook can call until we make it super formally announced, and I'll type the instructions in. And if you aren't sure or you thought that it was time to call, it's not, because I would make it very clear. So that's it, Facebookers. You just got to stand by. A lot of times if we do a Wednesday show, that's the alternate one where you guys are guaranteed to get a few readings. But these other shows, you just got to wait and see what Lady Luck brings, because it is primarily a call-in show. But no matter how you're getting your reading, when you hear the harps mean a couple things, very important, that the reading's got to conclude. It has to conclude. It must conclude because others await. So please let it conclude. Don't try to drag it out when you hear the harps.
Everybody's loving your hat.
Oh, that's nice. All right. So when you hear the harps, let the reading end, okay, because time move on. Give everybody else. But stand by for an angel card. And tonight is our original angel card deck that is, we've had it for so long, we do not know the name of the deck. But it's got a message from an archangel. Every card has a message from an
yeah.
archangel. So you will. You will indeed get an archangel. And I will indeed get rid of this. On the Oscar night, we have to get rid of butt sniffer. So I will get rid of the sniffer. And then I shall go over here off to the side and finish them off.
Oh, boy, they're hitting everybody, too.
Well, I kicked them out now.
Yeah.
And now I'm going on and hitting them with a couple
it's
more.
It's got to be not a real person.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, and then I report them and everything. So they'll at least stay away for a while.
Rachel's saying bye-bye, butt sniffer.
That's right. The sniffers of the butt. You know, it's okay. Dogs are okay. They that's how they talk. They communicate with each other and figure out each other who they are. They sniff the butt. But
that's why they sniff our
nobody
sauces.
Else should be doing that.
Also, I read about that yesterday.
Nobody should be doing that stuff.
They know a lot about us just from our crotches. Aren't you glad that we humans don't do that? It would be really odd.
Yeah, maybe they did back in the old caveman days. Who knows? Today is not only the Oscar day, but it is National Pack Your Lunch Day, which is silly on a Sunday, if you ask me. A lot of people aren't working.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other cool things. Let me find them right there.
International Bagpipe Day. You passed it.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't.
Yes,
okay.
Bagpipe.
National Blueberry Popover Day. That sounds yummy. And National Ranch Day. Ranch dip. You can just dip about anything
oh, yeah,
in ranch. And
you can put anything. Yep, liver,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, indeed. It makes things. It's National Skirt Day.
Yeah.
And it says it's Orthodox Meat Fair Sunday, which is apparently some kind of thing that's leading up to some great fast that they must do. The Orthodox Greeks must have some kind of fast if they're having a meat fair Sunday. So. And Pretzel Sunday is good. Pretzel Sunday is yummy. Gotta love pretzels.
Yeah.
Hi, Deb, you have any commentary? Have you seen anything yet up here?
Nothing totally yet, but I think we should do a toast before you drink some wine, okay?
Yeah, I haven't had any.
All right,
give me a toast then. It's your
all
event.
Right, here's to a magnificent 97th Academy Awards.
Well, I come fast.
And may Oppenheimer win them all.
Well, there's other good movies too, but yeah.
Was,
as long as Barbie gets shut out.
That wasn't much of a clink. There.
You got to be careful. Sometimes these glasses will give way. We've had them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. Cooper's Hawk.
That's our very own.
Cooper's Hawk. Well, it's a chain outfit. It's all over the place, but there's one here that we bought this from.
Yeah, and I was in their wine club, and I've got a whole... Should really have.
Yeah, you paused it for a while because it was we're starting to have more wine than, you know, house. More wine than house.
We were. And this is Moscato.
Mm-hmm, it is.
That we are drinking.
Yeah, there's your label.
Moscato. Sparkling.
Sparkling Moscato. So that's a sparkle, sparkle. Yes, indeed. All right, I'm going to stand up.
Still just interviewing, you know, the kind of like the minions.
We have our hors d'oeuvres. We're breaking out our hors d'oeuvres. Yes. Why don't you
do what?
Get us a couple plates there without knocking your stuff over. Hors d'oeuvres are good. Dish them out.
Well, I think you could grab your own.
I could do that. All right, hang on, then we'll get to the call.
Yes, I'm drinking wine. I haven't had a glass of wine in, I think 2 years as
it's been
of
a while.
January.
Mmm. They're good.
Yes.
Their little cream cheese and peppers are tasty.
They have a guy on there that I think they've had before. I couldn't catch his name. But he looks a little light in the loafers, and I think that's his thing. Maybe he's from queer, what is it? The Queer Eye Guys?
That show's like been off the air for like 1,000 years, right?
Yes, we're drinking a little bit of sparkling Moscato in celebration. We have the Academy Award red carpet on.
Red carpet, yep. bitches are getting ready to roll down the carpet.
You know the big dogs come at the end. They're sitting in limos.
Oppenheimer was a great movie.
Hello, Virgil. Yes.
We have to shout out to Virgil in the UK. Yes, Oppenheimer was a great movie. I recommend it.
Yeah.
And it was well written and well interesting how it played. It was like it bounced from present and back. It was kind of cool how it did that. And it did it in a good order. Not sometimes when movies bounce around like that, it confuses people. It did not. So it was cool. All right. I'm going to sip of the bubbly to go with the hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, they got a little jalapeno in them if you ever get a chance to taste one.
Good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
We air fried them so they're nice and crunchy.
Direct.
And it's a little healthier than deep frying, so yes.
Yes, we were shopping very
exclusively. It's got an aftertaste as you'll taste the jalapeno.
I don't think I've ever eaten on this show.
Nobody has. Nope. So callers and folks, you have to be patient. It's a special show.
Definitely a kick to it.
It's got some jalapenos in there. We like our jalapenos. Once you're done and your mouth is clear, we'll go to the first caller.
I think that would be very lovely. Wow. Those are spicy.
Yeah, the aftertaste. You can have a little bit of jalapeno aftertaste. Yep. All right. They're starting to stack. We better start attacking the list. You ready?
Ready, Teddy. Yeah, we may as well just roll with it.
Yep. All right. Without further ado, for those that are patient, because it's a special show and it's moving a little bit slower pace, we're going to go to area code 775. This is our Wendy, yes?
I bet it is.
Hi, this is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Yes. Awesome. Well, welcome, Wendy. Thank you for holding to be in caller one. We appreciate that.
And I appreciate both of you. I'm very worried, and I had asked my realtor. I told her that I was very naive. I know nothing about buying a house, and please protect me before we did anything whatsoever. And she had me sign an agreement that I should not have signed. It was basically that if there was a gap between the appraisal and what I had offered, pay the gap. And my realtor assured me, don't worry about it. This is FHA. And then the mortgage probably will not be approved if that were to happen. And then you'll get all your good faith money back. Well, the the appraisal was done yesterday, and she is saying we'll probably have the results of the appraisal tomorrow or the next day. And I am not going to speak to the mortgage man because I do not like how he asked me to click on that link, giving them full carte blanche to just go and visit my Bank of America accounts. So the way it stands right now is we've had a little bit of interaction online, text, group text, and I said that I was feeling very worried, and then I said I'm sick, and I said, and then they came back and said something very nondescript, and then I said, let me get my words exactly. I basically said I was heavily influenced by both of you. I put that in a text message because if that needs to be revisited, it's right there. They didn't really acknowledge that. And now my Bank of America account last night was shut down because the bank is worried about suspicious activity. So I notified my mortgage man and the realtor, and I said, I do not have access to any funds whatsoever. I cannot even buy a stick of gum. I cannot even write a check because Bank of America has shut down everything. And then my realtor just said, oh, don't worry, it'll be okay by Monday. And then the mortgage guy actually said, well, if it was the link that I sent, I'll have my people look at that or something. And so basically what I said was I rescind my offer. I cannot pay the closing costs because my account is locked up. And then the mortgage guy says, oh, well, we've got until the end of the month. Well, isn't that interesting? Because just the other day they were putting pressure on me to sign now, now, now. So I pray to God that the appraisal will be at least what I offered. They did both promise that if it was low, they would protect me. But I will never, ever, ever sign something like that again in my entire life. I'll make sure I understand it completely. But so, Miss Lee,
yes,
is my appraisal going to be at least what I offered or better?
You know, the thing to remember here is that when you get an appraisal on a home you're purchasing, they're working in tandem with your mortgage place. They're going to come in
a little bit, yeah,
at your price,
pretty much, or better.
Yeah, or better.
All right. Well, she's going to do the cards. You know, anytime it gets froggy, you just bail out and start over with another house too. I mean, at least you're not obligated.
Well, what
right
I
now,
said,
but
what I told them was, I clearly said 3 or 4 times because they were not acknowledging. I said very clearly, I rescind my offer. My accounts are frozen in Bank of America. I cannot pay the closing costs because my accounts are frozen. I rescind my offer. And then I said, we can start over after my accounts are resolved. And then my realtor got excited and said, oh, you don't want that. And I said, no, that's not what I said. I said, my money is frozen. So I rescind my offer. And they're just ignoring that thing along. So how is this going to turn out? When you say they work tandem, I don't think that the appraisal man could care less about what I offered. Is he able to see that?
No, he doesn't care about what he's offered. But a lot of times these finance institutions have some appraisal people that they deal with all the time. So they got some probably wink, wink, nod, nod communications going on to make everybody happy. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I've got that. I feel it's all going to work out in the end. But you've got to put more positive energy on all of this, Wendy. I know that this is a brand new experience for you, but you do have very trustworthy and reliable people working with you. The bank is not the bank. The mortgage company is what got you, upset about whatever their practice is. But it seems like you're handling it very well.
Yep.
And I think you should let this process flow.
Yeah. And so you don't see anything horrible in the cards.
No, not at all.
Which means.
But an expectation that's going to.
She's worried.
Yeah, you're worried.
She's worried.
Heartsick, all of that.
Yep. So obviously she's had a lot of stuff happen. Bad stuff, bad document signed, bank shut down.
So they're putting some positive energy out there that it's all going to work out in the end.
And the worst case scenario is you don't sign any more documents. You're not obligated to do anything at all, nothing. But that's worst case scenario.
Well, my realtor is putting pressure on me. She said, Wendy, I need you to sign the release of the pest inspection because she will be given an order to perform by the other agent if it's not signed immediately.
You can just say no. The realtor is putting pressure on you because the realtor wants their cha-ching, their money on the sale. And you can just say, pressure on me or I'm going to pull the ripcord and get a whole new set of people, a new realtor, a new mortgage company. Don't screw with me. Do not screw with me because I'm not obligated to pay a dime at this point. So you guys just back up is what I would say. And you saw nothing bad in the cards.
No, I don't know that I could free myself of everything right now if I backed out off the table, but bottom line, and my realtor's insulting me because she said, now, Wendy, the bank knows that you're in the middle of buying a house.
They
know that I shop at Amazon. They know that I pay PG&E and SMUD.
Yeah.
They know that I shop at Safeway. So what? I guess she was trying to intimidate me?
Right. That is the wrong tactic, and that tells you that those people are not the right people to be with, I would say. All right, here is your angel card. We got to move on. Archangel Zadkiel says, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. So I think that you should trust your gut. If things don't feel right, they say, you're on a parachute. Punch out like if you're a fighter pilot. Yes. Yes. And Monday's coming, so I think we're going to hear some more stuff from your bank and have luck on that. But Deb didn't see nothing devastating in the cards.
Thank you. And Miss Lee, did you say that I the appraisal is going to at least match my offer amount?
Yeah.
She felt that since the cars weren't showing you being devastatingly upset, that means that it must be the appraisal is going to come in where you would hope that it would. That's what I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Wendy.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Thank you. She held for a long time to be the first. All right, Deb, any updates on what's going on that crazy test tube?
Well, I was focused a lot on.
Well, the reading. Yeah. Okay. Still seems like a lot of mumbo jumbo here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The party. Yeah. Everything's a party. So is this. Wine glasses.
We're talking
a party.
About past.
Oh, that was a hilarious movie.
God, what was it called again? Poor Things.
Poor Things.
You got to see it.
That was interesting. Is that what it was called?
Poor Things. Not Bad Things. Poor Things.
That was interesting. It was entertaining.
Really, Virgil, that's where the package.
I don't know
the gem came from.
What?
Amazon.
Would he say he don't like Amazon?
He would never use Amazon.
Well, you did either directly or indirectly there, buccaroni. So that's where that freaking cup ultimately came from.
And it was very
He threw a heart in there, so he's obviously joking.
It was very nicely
He's being facetious and sarcastic and all them wonderful terms.
I kind of looked for mine, too, but that's okay. You can catch me next time.
Word up on that, dog. We get gifts all the time.
Time.
So the fact that all of a sudden once you didn't, you're still ahead by 1 million gifts.
You know, we provide airs for you guys.
Airs.
And you get about 5 seconds of fun, and we are the ones.
Five
that,
seconds, really?
Well,
I don't know what kind of guys you're hanging with. 5 seconds. Interesting.
You know,
international shout-out to Olay. in Lebanon. Welcome away.
Yeah.
It is not New Year's Eve, but it's another gala formal event. The Oscars are occurring right now. We are watching a pre-recorded
red carpet show.
Yes, indeed we are. All right, are you ready?
The heavy hitters come out at the end. Probably the Oppenheimer.
He's Oppenheimer.
Guys, and yeah. And I was amazed. In Poor Things, what's her name, that actress?
I never know her name. She's very famous, but I just never can remember her. She has a name that I just never remember.
I read an article. She did her own nude scenes and had no qualms about it. I mean, she was totally naked.
That's the way you were born into this world. What's the big deal?
Emma Stone.
Oh, there you go.
Fabulous actress.
That one had to play that role, but probably fun.
Because she acts so
She talked it like she was a computer. She didn't talk with emotion. And there's a lot of backstory. We're not going to get into it. Why?
Michelle, tonight is a phone call night.
It is a phone call night. If the calls taper off, then we go to you folks. But phone calls get priority on these types of nights. Now, when we do our Wednesday show, like I said, Wednesdays are alternate. So you folks are guaranteed to get plenty of reading opportunities.
You know, this tastes really good.
It is really good. Well, it's high quality stuff. It's not garbage. It's not... Didn't come out of a box that was sitting at a grocery store, mind you.
No,
or 7-Eleven.
I used to love box wine.
Actually, it's not bad. Actually, you can get really, relatively speaking, you can get higher quality box wines, and then you can get El Cheapo garbage box wines, too. So.
And with this being Moscato, sparkling, it's got that, you know.
Yeah, it's got a little champagne-ish to it.
Oh, ladies, if you get a chance, check out the fashion.
Pardon me, I don't want
if
to spill.
If you call them that. Well, look at her. She's like in her jammies. Couple of older ladies.
We don't even know who they are.
They're grandmas.
Yeah, well, okay.
And they are jazzed up, probably going club hopping after.
I don't know that they could handle club hopping. I think these are like maybe audience, regular folk that got a chance to jump up there and be special.
It sounded like they did the grandma voices in Disney.
Oh, is that what they were saying? Oh, okay.
Attention, Tim.
Oh, I can't pay attention. I'm multitasking as it is, and my multitaskness has limitations.
This is on my bucket list. If anybody among you would like to go, we're going to one of these events. I'll sit in the rain. I'll sit in a hurricane out here. But
Where is this?
It's in Beverly Hills, California.
Not likely to be a hurricane there.
Well, what are they called?
No, they're hurricanes, but it's not likely to. They don't get them that often.
Okay. Well, I want to sit in the bleachers and get a real good look. Yeah. So we likely wouldn't get invited inside. You got to know somebody for that stuff. But that's on my late husband was going to take me one year, and maybe forgot about it as cancer overtook him. I hope that if I don't get there in this life, that once I see him in the afterlife, I'm going to say, hey, bud, we're going to the Academy Awards. Okay?
Or maybe his pocketbook couldn't support it, because that does matter.
Virgil, just a quick thing before we go to the next reading. When Jim was overseas for the first Gulf War, I think that was called Desert Shield?
No, Desert Shield, and then when they actually started shooting at each other, it was Desert Storm.
My mother, I, and my friends would sit down and start rolling the rum balls with 151, what did they call it, Bacardi 151?
Bacardi 151. Those were pretty good.
And we zipped them up in Ziplocs. You must have had enough for the whole birthing.
Oh, no, I shared them with like about three other people.
Did you?
Yep.
And, yeah, we sent out shit ton?
A metric shit ton is what I like to say, but a shit ton is the old school.
Virgil saying he made his own beer.
Yeah, but, you know, I like beer. I should say about 20 years ago, I should have got into beer making when I was My metabolism was, no, I didn't really. One of my metabolism was higher and I could drink it and not be fat. But the metabolism is not what it used to be, so I don't want to make beer
because
I would
drink more. Because you're an engineer now and Jim is running.
Well, I was still then too. But,
running.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that.
Single-handedly.
No. I don't think anybody is.
What do they have, like 40,000 workers?
No, it's less than that because they contract a lot of work out, so you cannot really count them. But it is, I don't know, maybe 20,000. I don't know if it's 30 anymore.
Oh, Laura, she's in the wine capital of, that would be British Columbia?
That would be British Columbia.
Yes. Now, did they belong to England?
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Canada was, you know, back in the day when the North America was getting colonized, you know, there was France and England had their fingers in Canada.
Did they?
Yeah, they did indeed. That's why they speak French on that one part of Canada. There's a reason for that.
Were they trying to rule the world?
Well, they were, I mean, back then they were superpowers. Spain, Germany, Portugal, a lot of those countries were all over different continents, colonizing different continents.
You know, I've got to make a mention here before we go to another caller.
Portugal, too.
I've been following, remember I mentioned all of you, he's going by his name, Charles Beach, is on YouTube, and he sends out, I'm following, because I get these videos, why are people marching all the time? Starting to look like Iran to me.
What do you mean?
Iran. They're in the streets.
Where?
Manchester is where they
are. Oh, the UK?
I've seen them, yeah. And there's just tons of people marching.
They were protesting. It is what it is. I mean, the government is, ours are similar. And they were doing that before we were a government.
Yeah.
Getting pissed off in Parliament. And they throw down in their Parliament.
They do.
Oh, they start yelling. They don't know. I haven't seen fisticuffs. Now you folks have be more experienced would know about it. But they have no problem yelling at each other, boy. It's pretty entertaining, but it's probably old. It gets old probably after a while. All right.
Well, anyway.
Should we move on to the next?
Yes. Jim has talked about that. The UK sent all its criminals to Australia.
Yeah.
Why don't we all do that?
Kind of like Cuba did to Miami way back in the day.
We could move the good people like Rachel and her family and all the good people.
Castro was not a dumbass.
No.
The United States said, hey, come on. You know, you got a lot of folks there that really want to come to the country. He goes, all right, I'll give you some folks. He emptied his prisons and dumped them in Miami. So things got bad there for a while.
Did we put them in the military then?
No, I think we put them in the military. I think they are.
Okay.
And things got bad down there. So, all right. Basically, if you watch the movie Scarface, remember that?
Yes.
That's where they came from.
Oh.
They came from Cuba during that dumping criminals, and they dumped them. They were criminals. All right, let's move on. We're going to area code 856 Jersey, 856.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the show.
That is Rosemaria.
Hi, guys. How are you? It's Rosemaria.
We're doing great. How are you?
A little bit better. Still a little crazy, still stressed, and trying to lose weight, and I think it's the stress and the medications I've been on and all that happy stuff. So
yeah.
whatever you can get. So
you know what? I keep reading on this. No, I may get the name or something wrong, but when you have stress, you have a lot of cortisol in your system, which I guess works against losing weight. If I've said it right. And
I don't know.
The secret is...
Did she drop a guitar?
A bingo baby.
What are you talking about?
You said them dogs, so they have dingoes.
But where's your quote from?
It's from the thing about that baby that went missing. And they said a dingo came and took it.
Yeah, that was a while ago, but yeah, I do remember
it. I don't know if it was in court or what, but they said a dingo ate your baby.
They should have been taking a walkabout.
All right, getting back to you. See, we shouldn't be drinking.
Right.
So, I take road trips all over the place.
But I always drink during the show. You're the one that does not.
I know. Let's go, Rosemary.
All right, Rosemary, it is your time. You should use it.
whatever you guys can pick up, the losing weight and stuff, or if anybody's coming in. So I'm not sure what's going on with my brother, so I sent you a message on that one. So looks like he wants to sell.
He wants to sell the house. You know, it could be an excellent time for that. And also, then you get your share, right?
Yes,
well, that's
supposedly.
It's pants.
Yeah.
It's actually pants.
Oh, she's got no bosom either. Well, if you want me to look, what would you like me to look at?
Whatever you can get, whatever comes to you.
Okay.
All right, so she wants to just basically a little general, and she gave you a little flavor of what's going on right now. A little flavor. Yeah, I was just looking at the red carpet thing. Some chick had like parachute pants, almost kind of, but more stylish than.
And a bejeweled.
Than the, who had the parachute pants? Who was the dude? You can't touch this. No. You can't touch this. He used to wear parachute pants. That one guy. It was a one-hit wonder song
not
back
Tone
in the 80s.
Locke.
No, not Tone Loc.
Oh, Loc.
Yeah.
Oh, Loc.
No. It was MC Hammer. MC Hammer in that video in the 80s, Hammer
Time. Oh,
yeah. He had the parachute pants, yeah. He goes, stop, Hammer Time.
Well, Laura, you should book it. It's very interesting. She said her uncle worked for the mafia.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's got an Italian background. Oh, my goodness. Don't piss her off.
My own father was reputed to be muscle for the mafia way back in the day. And he would go out and, you know, get in there with his fist. He was quite a brute. All right, here's what we got.
That's what Rocky was doing in the movie Rocky.
He was?
That was one of his part-time gigs.
Oh, really?
He was collecting money. He was a collector for the bookies, for a bookie.
For, like, loan sharks and whatnot.
He was a bookie, particular bookie. He was watching, being a Rocky, that's what he was doing.
Beating people up.
Then he gave some guy a break one time, and then the guy got pissed at him, but, didn't, you know, just say, hey, come on, man.
Well,
don't think. You're not. Don't pay you to think.
I think, honey, this is all going to turn. It's a matter of time now. But I really think that he's going to have to give you your share of the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was pause there. Pause.
MC Hammer.
Yeah. Remember, there's a delay here. So.
So you are another one. Try to think as positively as you can. Because you're not going to stay stuck in this place. Definitely things are going to change for you. Now, when you do get that money from the house, make sure that you use it wisely because the cards are cautioning you. Don't go out and have too good of a time because, you got to save for a rainy day.
So do not buy a dumpster truck full of cocaine, is
no,
what Deb is saying. Don't
do
that. Okay.
And anyway, I really think that your life is in a state of flux where you are actually going to start making new friends through a new job connection. So with your brother moved out, that means you're just living there? You're the only one?
Yeah, in the main house. In the main house, yes.
Yeah, well, I would think you'd be able to get a pretty penny for that, all of that. So...
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I wanted to stay because I can rent out where he was at and where I'm at, and I could pay off, the taxes and stuff like that. But he don't want it that way.
Well, don't get stuck paying the bills. Like with my own father's will, my brother was the executor, but there were bills and taxes that had to be paid. But it came out of the estate. It didn't come out of anybody's, personal pocket. So keep your spirits up, honey. Things are going to get better, so keep your spirits up. Okay?
And here's your angel card. Subject is crystal clear intentions. And this is from the man, Archangel Michael. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Well, thank you for that, Jim. That sounds very
good.
Hey,
I'm just a messenger. Mr. Michael said it. I all right. Well, thank you very much, Rosemary. Thank you for holding
cool.
and being very patient.
Yeah, very good.
Thank
huh?
you.
Yeah, we shall talk
you
again.
Bet. You betcha.
When I say love, you say you better. You better, you better, you better. Variety. We have
those badgers are not good-looking animals.
What?
Virgil's saying dingoes aren't dogs. It's a fact, like hyenas, just overgrown badgers.
Oh, yeah, I thought they were from Dogland, but
I
don't
did
know.
Too. Did you see that you said there was a badger on the fence?
We had a badger.
We
had a badger
look.
That must have been living nearby here. Because he had made like 2 or 3 appearances over a couple months. Now
and I have teeth. Like,
he obviously relocated because we haven't seen him for a long time. But yeah, he come out and they're kind of a big animal and he didn't balance well on the fence. So he was like kind of pivoting and hissing at the dog.
And they were curious?
They were barking. There was like a standoff there and I was like, well, bad. I don't know what they would do. If all four attacked, they would end its life force, but the badger's going to cause some damage on its way out. So I got them. They came in, and it left.
All right. Well, let's have more people.
All right, more people. And the people, power of the people, and the people are.
Oh.
Here going area code 520. Holy stop.
Perfect timing for me. My grandson and I just finished walking a 2-mile nature walk.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Now we're going into the store to get some vittles.
Oh, vittles. I like vittles.
It's like Granny did on Cover the Hillbillies.
Yeah.
I know. We're talking some serious vittles. Oh, like,
vittles,
you know.
Yeah.
That age group.
Yeah. Does he eat kids' food, or do you turn on to all the food?
Half and half. So, subjective, you know. Half and half. Like, you know, Brussels sprouts, yes. Broccoli, yes. Macaroni and cheese, yes. You know, that kind of thing.
Hot pocket.
I don't buy that. I don't buy. That. I try to cook fry a little bit, but I need some snackerinis, you know, to pop stuff in
sure.
the microwave.
But you do because yes, the growing boys they want to eat a lot.
Yeah,
they,
you know, when we were kids, it got put on the table, and you ate it whether you wanted to or not.
Precisely.
You know, and there were challenging meals. Liver.
That was once in a while.
Yeah.
Once every once a month, maybe.
Some nasty, smelly fish.
Oh,
like,
no.
Put a rainbow trout.
Hey, nasty and smelly. Rainbow trout's good stuff, but it is fishy. It has a fishy smell and taste. Yes,
yeah.
But it's tasty.
Somebody.
All right, Lisa, what's happening?
Okay.
With the name.
Well, yeah. So I did. I don't know where I left you guys, but I got home late last night because I was driving in from doing the pickup, and he, you know, was nice when I left, and so to go get him. And then today I thought I had a soft spot in my heart. Well, I had never learned my toilet. My toilet lid, 2 months ago, I replaced it myself, and it's not the right lid, and I'd been asking for help on that. Can you please, you know, help me replace it to the right lid? And so this morning I called, and I said, you know, I brought it up again, and I brought it up yesterday, and we said we would get it done today, and so I just touched base this morning, and I said, you know, I'm thinking about making... Or I texted, rather. I said, what day this week are you available to come for dinner? Because that's the exchange we used to have. I would make dinner, and then he would do whatever, you know, like replace the toilet lid or whatever. And so I called this morning. Oh, yeah, he said, I'm not sure. And then I called and I said, he didn't give me a chance. I think he has high anxiety. And Flaccid Sultan was in the hospital for dehydration. And I said, well, that's what gets, you know, that guy gets liquored up all the time. So
dehydration. Yeah, I was about to say, there you go.
Who was in
the Flaccid Sultan.
Oh, Flaccid Sultan.
I thought maybe he was having some kind of flaccid attack or something. I didn't know.
Yeah,
but no,
so I let him go. Yeah. I let that point go. And then what else? You said he had someone else.
What are you referring to as the toilet lid? Is that on the tank? Or
no.
Is it on
you sit your ass down and go, shit.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
The toilet
yep.
seat. I'm sorry. I did not make the right term. I'm sorry, I didn't sleep.
I knew what you were talking about. I knew what you were talking about. Nobody would care about the freaking tank cover that much.
So then he had someone cancel, he said, and reschedule. He's going to go do some work for them. And then he said he was just loaded up, and he's telling me about all, you know, Monday, Tuesday, how he's loaded up with volunteer. And he said, don't try to push me. I said, I'm not trying. I said, what? I'm not trying to push you. I'm just trying to, it's okay. I was calling you with a happy face, but, you know, now it's kind of changing into a frown. And I'm good with all this. You know, we don't have to do nada. And finally, he kept going on, you know, lecturing me. Oh, I just need to enjoy my grandson. I said, you know, this is really not the, yeah, I said, F-U-C-K to the toilet. And I said, I'm tired of this nasty shit. And I hung up. So we went.
Too, on the lecture part.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, really, you know, I think I got it down
yep,
myself.
Exactly.
And so, Deb, what did the cards say?
What do the cards say? Well, you know, that is actually a very good catchphrase because that's the name of the show. What do the cards say, basically? No matter what your question is, no matter where you are, the reason you're calling is because you want to know something about what the cards say.
That's true. We may have to use that.
That is indeed. We may have to coin that phrase and trademark it, copyright it, whatever the hell they call it.
Get a trademark.
Like Michael Buffer.
Who's that?
That's the guy that announces all those boxes. Let's get ready to, and I better want to say it because in theory, everybody's supposed to pay him at least $1. Everybody
when
that
you
says
say
it.
That word.
Yes, anybody's supposed. But he coined it because he didn't want big events people saying it. So he coined. Yeah, he got it. He has it legally nailed down. He's that guy. He would do the. Main, his big thing was boxing matches. All the big boxing matches. He was the guy that would come out.
Okay, here's the.
All right, here we go.
Here's the situation. Your relationship is going to be point blank. Your relationship with him is now on a downward spiral. You got his number, so to speak. You're on to him. So he can't dazzle you anymore. And so his narcissistic little brain is now looking for a new supply, somebody that will just be, oh, in awe.
Somebody else to brainwash.
That's right. And so you are going to be irritating to him. And I'm sure he'll tell us if I do anything wrong here. He kind of works in that, field. But the other woman is figuring prominently, and that's Westfield. I can't spin here because it's going to come to pass eventually, and then you'll wonder, why didn't I tell you?
No, it's fine.
Well, yeah, I think, though, the fact that all those days went by and it didn't bother him, is telling you a lot. You know, silence speaks very loudly.
It is very loud, silence.
And so when he got mad about the toilet, I don't think it's about you wanting something from him that way. I think he loves more to bask in the adoration that you've had.
No,
for
you're
him.
Right. No, you're right. And he didn't get mad at the toilet. He said, I'm going to get it done today. And I said, no, you have too much going on. I don't, you know, we were at that point pretty nice. So the other stuff, the lecture of, you know, enjoy your grandson, you know, that kind of lecture. And it was just,
he's going to bounce back because the boy, the little boy is here, and he really does like the boy. He is in the essence. I can hear him intuitively saying, I'm going to give her one more chance to make this stuff up to me. And if she doesn't, she's gone. So that is so egotistical and all, you know? Everything's going to be your fault. You're going to get blamed for everything. And that's not a way to live. I've told you all, I had somebody as a narcissistic man in my life.
I'm sure she heard that, was hearing that in that lecture he was giving her when she finally hung up.
I hope so.
I'm sure he was lecturing about her doing these things wrong, her saying these things. I'm sure that's what it was about.
You've lost your sparkle for him.
I'm sure he wasn't lecturing her about himself doing things wrong. Oh, no.
No.
Well, when, you know, one of the funny
go
things
ahead.
Was we were leaving, my grand and I, to the car. He had his front door open, and he was blasting his news or whatever he was listening to. And then as soon as we were out on the porch, because there was noise from us, not from me in particular, but, you know, talking and stuff like that and trying to get in the car, his volume went to mute, and I knew he was listening to us. And I was almost tempted to say something, and I thought, nah, uh-uh.
Well,
he was listening.
No, she's saying he was stuff.
Oh, well, you know what? I really think, though, that this is going to empower you a lot, okay? And you're on the downside now, but there's going to be very little question, I think, in your mind. If when you contacted him, he didn't sound, well, hey, it's great to hear from you. I've missed you. He couldn't give you that. He's, you know, all he's going to throw you are some leftovers. And the one I foolishly married, because I was pregnant at the time, he treated me, he treated me before like I was a little princess, and now I was there basically dog poop on his shoes.
And well, so, and he, you know, he also kept saying, I'm going to do that for you. And he did. He jumped on it, you know, and he kept saying, I have this lined up, but I'm going to do that for you. And he did. And he came and he kept calling me and he said, I'm going to, let's go get it done now. And you know, so, I mean, I'm getting the attention, but you're saying the prominent woman is showing. So I don't know.
It's that scene of faith. And he does a lot of. He defames you behind your back. You know, he criticizes you. I don't think this man is your friend anymore. I'm sorry.
What
I think.
What woman?
I'm sorry.
She's wondering who the Queen of Spades is.
I still think it's that.
Tammy girl?
Yeah.
Tammy.
But remember, this is like getting the booby prize. At a party. This is not amazing.
No, it's okay. It's the reality. What can I say? You know, it's just a duplex. And, you know, I just, oh, my God, I'll never do a duplex again. Never.
Well, you might have to live in a condo with, like, 20, 30 other people. Or you get your own place, you know.
Yeah, what I was talking about today at the river when we were walking. I said, you know, that place that I had before, and there was that kind of thing going on, it was pretty cool because I was still on my own, and I wasn't. A duplex is a whole different animal, especially this one that's designed like.
You got to put up there, yes.
They had almost like a house.
Like
I mean, it kind of is a house.
You know, loud music late at night. You know, you're
oh my God, see that?
Well, you're going to run into them all the time. Yeah,
so
you're going to always bump into the person.
I'm up the creek because I don't know. But you know what? My grandma had a lot of duplexes. I talked that with my sisters. I said that they were so private, those duplexes. It's all in the design. It's all in the architectural design.
Yeah. I've seen duplexes here that are not like you described for yourself, right?
No, they're very private.
Yeah.
And they all have their own laundry stuff. The ones here that I've seen have their own lawn, their own little laundry room in their house.
And you know, I
It's important to remember that you both chose this relationship. You know, could have just stayed strangers and just been like, hi, bye. But remember, he brought a lot of healing to you. And you've done a great deal. And you took care of him.
It's true.
You know, a lot of people end up in nursing homes.
I forgot about that.
Whatever they call them, ambulatory.
Or they have to have, like, insurance, have a nurse come in or something.
You know, this is how it went down. When I first moved there, I was crying my eyeballs out. I didn't want to be there. I was transitioning into a whole new chapter, and he was always there. He was always on the front porch waiting for me to come out. When I'd be in the laundry room, he always ripped the door open to charge in to talk to me. And I remember one morning, I hadn't seen him in a while, and I wasn't even thinking. My grandson was there. It was like 5:30 in the morning. We had to go somewhere. And I went to the laundry room to the back to get the mop or whatever. It was 5:30 in the morning. I had just a shirt, a jean shirt open, nothing else on because, you know, we have high edges. And he throws the door open at 5:30. I said, close the fucking door. I said, I don't have any clothes on. He said, and then he's looking me up and down, squirreling his head around the corner. I said, come on now, you know. And then I talked to him later. He says, why don't you have any clothes on? I said, I never see you. I didn't expect you out there. He said, I hadn't seen you in a long time. I wanted to see you. He was always there.
Well, yeah, and I wonder, he must have really perceived you to be quite a supply because they want that. They want somebody that they can charm, and you had lots of compliments, told you how beautiful you were. And I don't think it was false. I just think these people change. You know, you think you're with one type of person, and then, whoa, they flip on you.
Yeah, well, that's very common in relationships. People,
I do agree.
Once people get comfortable, then you sometimes find out they're not that. In a good relationship, they don't change much.
And if you think,
but,
I mean,
yeah.
Have you ever thought, you guys, what a big risk you take, either even moving in with somebody, even marrying them?
No, that's all huge leaps of faith.
Oh, my God.
People that do that. No, we're not talking about her. We're talking about just people in general. It is a big leap of faith. That is why the divorce courts have a big full docket.
It's true.
Because people leap into the marriage thing when they should not be leaping.
I think it's not, this is not valid for you.
This is not even talking about leaps. This is talking about in general, humans in general in this country.
I think a year from now, you're going to thank your lucky stars to have gotten away from all of that. Oh, I don't think he's even started on his guilt tripping yet. That comes where you've ruined his life, you know.
Or maybe not ruined his life, but ruined their relationship. The reason that they're not as close anymore, it's going to be her fault, of course. He's not going to take any blame. And that happens.
I really feel, in breakups in general, you are the one that brought an end, a close to this relationship. You didn't get dumped. He did. And it's because you, like you used to.
You weren't going to get brainwashed.
When you were kissing his arm.
That's all, yeah.
I mean, these are lovely gestures.
Yeah, he did not appreciate.
Bingo. Bingo, bango, right there.
Yes. He did not appreciate. Exactly. I agree. I said that all along. She was being very, very, very openly nicer. I say the word nice to him. He did not appreciate it.
You had a dinner companion. You guys went on nature walks.
Probably took it for granted, thinking, well, that's what women are supposed to do to me. I don't know.
You could
international
up,
shout out to Terry Sue in the United Kingdom, England. Suzanne in Scotland. We have lots of folks rolling in late.
Unfortunately, you guys are a day late and a buck short.
I don't know about that. But
we're...
We are wrapping it up, but we're here right now.
Yes. Well, you work
back
on
to Lisa.
You, and I know that it's such a cliche these days, but it's serious. Work on yourself. Enjoy your grandson. You know, he's going to turn around, and next thing you know, he's 15, then he's going to be 19, et cetera. Enjoy what you have now.
Oh, I do. I do. No,
you've got
no
a lot. You've got so much. That house is going to sell, and you have freedom.
Freedom.
You know what? Yeah, I was thinking about just taking a little retreat for like a month or so. Oh, did I? I did tell you. Yeah, he said he was. Somehow it came up, and I said, "Well, why don't you move?" You know, to him. And then.
And what did he say?
I forget how it was put, and I said, "Well, why don't you move?" And then a few minutes later, we're going to the house to do some work, and I said, well, I didn't really mean that. And he says, yes, you did, because anything that a person says, it's going around in their brain. And I didn't say anything.
But he doesn't have a lot of experience with women.
He doesn't. And we have to kind of spot him a couple points.
Because anything a woman says to you, you got to take with a grain of salt.
Yes, what? You do. No, you don't. I wasn't listening.
A lot of grain of salt. They spew all sorts of crazy shit out of those frickin' that mouth on them. I'll tell you what.
We women?
And then,
you're almost like they're all possessed by the same demon. Some female
bitch.
Yeah,
and then he kept going on and on about stuff, and I finally said, look, you're going to push me to say something else I don't want to say. And I was saying that periodically, you know, punctuating his little pauses. Because he was going on and on about things, and I just simply kept saying after a while, I said, you're going to force me to say something,
yep.
And you don't want to hear it.
You're
right.
Outgrowing
yeah.
Me emotionally.
I always tell people, it's like, be careful. Don't open a certain door. Don't start with your mouth. Don't open the door, because I'm going to freaking respond if you open that door. Don't do it. I'm holding back, but if you open it, I will respond, and you will not like it. All right, Deb, you want to give her a summarize? What do you see short term here, big picture? Not just her, just in general, her life in general, short term.
You are steadily gravitating toward a new future, Lisa. It's not even sure that in the years to come, I don't feel you'll even stay there. Your grandson is going to grow up and probably go off to college somewhere. And you're going to be on your own, empowered, making it happen for yourself. Yeah.
When I sold the house, there's a retreat somewhere around, and I was thinking, I was eyeballing it. I thought, you know, maybe I should really look into
going
there. I think
that's a fantastic idea. Are you by... What is it called? Sonoma? Are you on the side of Sonoma?
Isn't that California?
No, it's in Arizona.
I don't know.
It's a very spiritual, but a physical place. And I know they hold a lot of stuff there. Sonoma, Arizona?
I don't know. I
don't get me. I don't know shit about Arizona.
Sedona.
Right?
There's Sedona.
Sonoma is a line of clothes.
Is it?
Yeah, at Kohl's.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
No, imagine you getting that mixed up, the Kohl's line of clothes.
So, I think it's fabulous for you to go on retreat. Yes, thank you, Jay. Jay is with us.
International shout out to Jay in Canada.
Sonoma is in California. I don't know how you
don't
know.
Look
that.
At me. I didn't freaking. I never jumped in on this geography little thing you guys are doing. It's like I have no clue.
Okay,
I'm not going to give any input on something I know nothing
there,
about.
But I hear a lot about that.
I don't know shit about that. So I said nothing.
Okay.
I said nothing. All right, real quick.
Yeah.
We have a angel card for Lisa, and the subject is peace. And it's from, it's Archangel Shemael. Must be Shamu's cousin. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. It sounds like things Confucius would say sometimes, these archangels. They're like cryptic almost. Peace.
I love it.
Comes from remembering that only love is real. I would like to say, what the hell does that mean, Archangel? What does that mean?
Peace comes from
remembering that only love is real.
That's exactly true.
So everything else,
you know, on
the planet, nothing else is real except love. Is that what you're telling me, Archangel? I don't know. That's what
Yeah, and so on the nature trail, isn't that funny? Because I kept thinking of the word peace. That's so funny. As I was walking on the nature trail.
Is your word, your angel card.
Peace, brother, peace.
You are. I know.
Not
you
the
are
green
what you
peace.
Eat.
I know in psychological first aid with Jim and I took and my late husband, we had to take this class. I know I'm not supposed to say you're going to be all right, but you are. You are going to become transformed.
Oh, no.
That was, I know. That was like somebody that had a tourniquet and their leg got cut off.
Not just that. They said if they come in to our compound or whatever we have set up, you never promise anybody that everything's going
to
be okay.
You're not supposed to, but you know what? Get them off your ass. Hey, everything's going to be all right. Go over there and lay down and shut up. We got other patients here, all right? Yeah. Stop kidding. Shut up. Lay down. You'll be fine. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, funny. Funny.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you. She held patiently as all could be patient, like an hour and a half or whatever. She held forever.
Yeah.
She's been on hold since the beginning of time.
Watch as one door closes, a new one opens.
Ah, yes, indeed. I like that philosophy.
I do too.
Oh, and actually, it's a good one.
It really
is. It is. It is indeed.
And he's going to come back one more time. But just remember,
at least
he's putting that condition. He's going to have that condition.
You are the cause of everything. It's all your fault.
Me.
I am perfect.
You're going to react
yep.
with everything he wants.
You keep doing this and this and this. This is it's all your fault because you do all these things. That's what he's going to say. You do these things.
And you, Lisa, you're the kind of lady.
I do nothing wrong.
She's going to eventually put him and say, why don't you go pee up a rope?
I wonder where that term came from, piss up a rope.
I don't know.
That's an interesting term.
Probably
and it's very
England. It's where everything comes.
Well, it used to be very common back in the day. Nobody really says it anymore except us old-timers. Piss up a rope.
Yes, I am.
Well, Lisa, do not piss up a rope, Lisa. That's all I can advise. I don't know what that means, but do not do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
well,
you.
Take
yeah.
care.
Thank you. Pretty
have
much.
Nice
we
time.
Shall talk again.
Yes. Have a nice time. With
that
your...
is true. There is a reason that they mentioned it.
Ooh.
There's a reason that a whole bunch of folks just came rolling in.
Why?
Because they forgot that we got stupid daylight savings time in this country.
Oh.
They're like, they come rolling in, like, what do you mean the show's wrapping up? They're like, what? Oh, that's right.
Do that in Canada?
Hey, I'm talking like over, like,
oh.
like Suzanne, Terry Sue, and all those. I recommend folks, anytime you want to check on a show,
yeah.
it'll take you, you can time yourself maybe 13 to 14 seconds to go onto Google or whatever search engine you desire and do the time zone check.
Yeah.
And it'll give you the most current time zone, like yours to theirs, yours to ours. It'll refactor in anything like stupid ass.
I thought the UK
daylight saving time and stuff.
Daylight saving
time. I don't know.
And Laura says Canada does it.
Yeah, too. Yeah, it's random. There are states in our own country that do not, Deb.
Yeah, I know.
Or counties. Sometimes there's counties within states, so it's weird. So your best bet is, anytime you're not sure, go on Google or any other search engine and just say, oh, my time zone to this time zone. Boom. It'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Terry Sue says theirs won't catch up till the end of March.
Okay. So they have a different time they do
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's why I guess they do that on a Saturday night. So people will get
it affects
insane.
The least. It affects
yeah.
the least amount of the workforce.
Yeah.
There's less. They know that Sunday is the least amount of people on this planet that work.
Yeah.
Sunday. There are people, there's a ton of them working, but it's the least amount that it affects. Right.
Okay. Okay, there it is. Sunday, mm-hmm. March 31st.
Okay. At least that, you know what? That's a good day because it's easy to remember. It's the last damn day
and
of the month.
And then roll backwards, or what is it called?
No, it'd be spring ahead. Spring ahead.
Then
set the clocks
they
ahead.
They fall back on October 27th.
Is that what she said?
That's what Jeanette Riches is telling us.
All right. Well, I like it.
Yeah.
Well, she went on the internet. That's what the internet tells you, all that stuff. That stuff's easy to look up on the internet. There's nothing complex going on there. All right, folks, we appreciate you joining us for the Academy Award red carpet show. And I gave her all the international shout outs to you. You should do.
Yeah.
And yes, we have killed off a. Well, Deb has a little bit in her glass left. We finished off a bottle of Cooper's Hawk.
The whole bottle.
Yep, Cooper's Hawk. It is dead. Bottle wine is what, 750 milliliters? That isn't that much. Cooper's Hawk, was it? It is the.
You know what we have in there? We have in that wine hutch, we have a bottle that we got for the last Academy Award or some Academy Awards, and it was huge.
Well, there's a couple giant bottles in there in the wine rack. Yeah. Yeah, we have a wine rack.
Yes, we do.
It's underneath. It's not in it. We don't have a basement. That's the best place temperature-wise. But
I don't know if they do either.
Well, they probably do. It's underneath something, so it gets a lot of sunlight block, and it's on a wine rack, so it has a downward tilt to keep the cork liquefied.
Susanna wants her shout-out.
I gave her one, but I'll give it again. Yeah. It's on a shout-out to Suzanne in the land of the Scotland. I did give her one, but she gets two. It's okay to have two.
She's flushing the toilet.
It's better to have 201.
Look, I'll go get lost. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay was kind of remembering some of those old terms that are now gone. Yep. That is a true statement.
Well, we love you all very much. Take care. Jim and I are still working on a big project.
Yes. So we will not be here tomorrow night on our normal Monday show. Not. We didn't finish it today, so we're going to deadline it tomorrow. So there'll be no show tomorrow. But we're not going to be having fun because we'll be doing stuff. We got to get some stuff ready for a print company, and they have fussy little parameters that have to be met perfectly. But it is what it is. So.
All right. Well, everyone.
Well, let's get the blog talkers signed up. Blog talk first, book last. All right, Debbie, pick a song, any song.
First on, last off. Oh, I guess that only works in.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Medivac and that kind of thing. If you're first on the army truck that comes out to get you, there's not a lot of hope for you.
Jack it up.
Good night, everybody. Lots of love. I hate you.